When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on August 28, 2025, and is titled, How to Deal with a Shoeing Meltdown. Most horses, on most days, will stand patiently during a farrier's visit, but there's always a chance of a meltdown. Horses, after all, can have bad days just like we do. A horse who loses his cool during farriery work can injure himself, you, or the farrier, so you'll want to be prepared for this possibility and know how to react. Of course, when it comes to meltdowns, as with so many other aspects of horse care, prevention is by far the best option. That requires that you handle your horse often, getting to know him on the ground as well as in a saddle. Then, if he starts acting out during a farrier appointment, you'll quickly be able to determine if he's likely scared, in pain, self-protective, distracted, or just inexperienced. There's a big difference between a cranky or disrespectful horse, a herding horse, and one that's in full fight, flight, or freeze mode. Regular handling will also strengthen your bond with your horse, helping him to trust you enough to look toward you when he's unsure, scared, or in pain. When a meltdown happens, call a timeout, stop the visit, and assess the situation with your farrier. This is your horse, so you ultimately decide how to proceed. But your farrier has experience dealing with these situations and may have useful suggestions. What you don't want to do is lose your temper. Escalating the situation will make matters worse. Instead, keep everyone safe and allow the horse the opportunity to calm down before trying again. If the horse still won't cooperate, consider postponing the visit until you can address the sources of your horse's resistance. If he is too agitated or too difficult to handle, talk to your veterinarian about sedation. Sedating your horse may not only be safer for all concerned, but can become part of the process of helping him accept future farriery work calmly.
Sick of fly sprays that smell terrible, don't work, and are full of toxic ingredients? Try Bye Bye Insects from Spalding Labs. Their science-backed botanical fly spray is effective, smells great, and is formulated for horses and people. Switch to a fly spray you can feel good about and keep the bugs at bay. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.